Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories, so please go to their website and support them. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Brad Stevens, and he is with Entrepreneurs Association Atlanta. That's EO Atlanta. Welcome, Brad.
Hey, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, can you just tell us about EO and the Atlanta chapter and how you serve folks?
Sure. Yeah. EO Entrepreneurs Organization. We're actually it's a global organization, kind of peer-to-peer organization. It's actually founded back in 1987. And globally, we've got about 14,000 entrepreneurs in about 195 chapters in 60 countries. And so the EO Atlanta chapter, we're actually just celebrating our 25th anniversary, and we've got about close to 200 members between our members and our accelerator members, which I can share. And we're committed to the ongoing growth and development to help the city's leading entrepreneurs kind of expand their capabilities and growth as we add value in our city.
Now, there's a lot of business associations out there. Can you explain the difference about EO and how that works as opposed to something like Chamber of Commerce or Vistage or another one of those kind of groups?
Sure. You know, and a lot of people are involved in a whole ecosystem of organizations, in their professional life. And those are all great organizations that you mentioned. I mean, EO is, it's primarily all entrepreneurs. I mean, it is always, it's people that have either started or they're the primary shareholder in their business. It's making the key decision. So it's an opportunity to be in an organization with fellow entrepreneurs. Unlike some organizations, kind of a mix of people that may be in management or what have you, but it's catered specifically to entrepreneurs. We have a program for larger businesses and smaller businesses, kind of depending on where they are on their growth path. And so as a chapter, we have about 30 events throughout the year committed to learning and education and helping entrepreneurs advance in their growth, both in business and in their personal lives. And then we have monthly forums where we're broken up into groups between 7 to 9, and people meet on a consistent monthly basis for 4 hours. And it's kind of like your board of directors, where you can sit around in a room with fellow entrepreneurs in a diverse background in our organization, and get feedback and different perspectives about the challenges that you're dealing with in your business, and get what we call experience share, or a framework we use called Gestalt, where, it's not about telling someone what to do or advice. It's about, sharing through your experience and helping through that experience share, help them kind of maybe come to some conclusions that could be helpful. So it's, for entrepreneurs specifically, so that you're working with other people that are in your exact same shoes. It can be a lonely world as an entrepreneur sometimes, and finding a good peer group, and then kind of a unique format of how we deliver content and meet monthly.
And then so probably pre-pandemic, this was all in person, I would imagine, a lot of these events?
Right. It's as everybody, we've had to be willing to shift and reposition our organization. A lot of our events were all kind of in person, both social events that we get together on a regular basis, as well as learning events where we bring speakers in and we go to a venue and we have, some kind of beverage and food and have a speaker come. We had to shift to both our events themselves. So we've been moving to virtual delivery, primarily through Zoom, which everybody is probably had 1,000 Zoom meetings at this point. And then for our forums as well, meeting on a monthly basis. But I tell you, even though we haven't been able to get together in person, this is when the value of an organization like this has some of the most tremendous value. Everybody's been hit with this situation in a different way. And to have a group of peers that you can come be with to share and navigate the challenges. And then we've just been pooling resources. And frankly, this is where we felt the strength of the global nature of our organization is that I'm able to connect, and I'm hopping on to, we have a global Slack channel. We're able to connect with thousands of members around the world. And right at my fingertips from my computer every day, I have a team of people that are my shoes, similar globally, we can tap and connect with. So we've had to go virtual with a lot of our events, but We've been very fortunate to have a lot of the communication technology to connect with people all over the world. And we're producing webinars on PPP related stuff and finance and marketing and how to, you know, pivot, the cliche word, but that's really what a lot of people are having to do, pivot, reposition. And then with EO Atlanta, we have strategic alliance partners. So we don't call them just sponsors, they're strategic alliance partners. Because they become a part of our organization. I mean, we have accounting firms and law firms that work along with us, like Baker Donaldson and Littler, and we have EOS implementers as well, and a variety of others. So they've been super gracious in creating content for all of our members as well, specifically related because they're experts in their subject matter to help our members. So the virtual world has been not ideal. We all want to kind of get together in person, but it's been incredibly valuable bringing our community together and getting everybody the value they need.
Now, what kind of intelligence has bubbled up when you're kind of talking to people around the globe around maybe a strategy to navigate this pandemic? Have you learned anything that you're able to share back to your members? Has there been some kind of low-hanging fruit like, hey, if you do one thing, make sure you're doing this, or whatever you do, don't do that? What have you learned?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's been a, one of the things is everybody's trying to figure out how to navigate with their staff and with their employees. I mean, no one wants to be in a place of having to let staff go. And so there's been a tremendous amount of share with everybody's been sharing their game plan, even sharing the exact, messaging and emails or conversations that they're sharing with their employees. So it's been amazing to, see what everybody has been sharing around that to kind of crowdsource knowledge. Financial planning and strategy, how do you put together, a quick financial plan to kind of measure, best and worst case and medium scenarios in your cash flow planning as you're trying to figure out how to, trench down and kind of get through, the other side. There's been specifically industry groups that have formed, entrepreneur EO organization members, and we have members from all different industries within our organization, and all different, backgrounds as well, gender, race. I mean, so it's a good diverse range of people that can get pull experience from. But we've had one specific to industry, so you can connect with people that are in the restaurant industry or in the hospitality industry or in the real estate industry. So we've kind of subformed some of those groups even within our organization to get perspectives from people outside your industry, but also, from within. And that's part of kind of what we shared with the whole Atlanta community, what we've been doing with this Project United initiative, which I can share more about. With as an organization, we'd like to, for entrepreneurs in Atlanta that don't have a sense of community to kind of plug into, or an organization like those of us that are EO members. I mean, I had a chance to be in the organization for 7 years and been on the board for 6 years. It kind of makes some of that content information and the opportunity to connect available to other members in the Atlanta community and entrepreneurs that are seeking that. So we've been trying to not only leverage it, with our own membership, but how can we, help share that as well and help others in our community.
So let's talk about that. What's the resources you're offering up?
Yeah, so we decided to kind of put together a whole initiative, and actually one of our members, Dominique Club, and a lot of people know she's very involved in Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, helped kind of, launch that whole program. She and I were kind of talking, Jen, idea of, let's kind of create an initiative around bringing people together in the Atlanta area that are entrepreneurs and leverage some of the content that typically is primarily just for our members, and let's create a public facing page and share some of that content and some of the experiences that we're having from our strategic alliance partners, from other speakers that we're bringing in. So we created a whole initiative called Project United. And create a page on our website, eoatlanta.com/united. And on that has just been curating content, and organized into kind of three categories, kind of triage, recover, and emerge, which is sort of the journey a lot of people are going through, is the triage of trying to figure out how to just get your legs back underneath you in terms of positioning and getting the PPP situation figured out and getting cash in the door, and then recover, focusing on getting back to business, tapping into the resources you need to kind of map your plan, and then emerge. How do you really then catch traction and move the business forward? So we've taken our resources and categorized them accordingly into those kind of buckets. So we've got reported webinars and content on our site on strategic stuff as well as very tactical. I mean, we've got a woman that did an incredible webinar for our members, live, hands-on, about how to really leverage LinkedIn and use that as a tool, if you haven't in the past, to be very cost-effective in lead generation. And the other thing we've done is offered live opportunities for people to connect, hosted by, you know, some of our own members every 2 weeks. We're calling them, you know, Atlanta Live Sessions. So if you're an entrepreneur, you can go to our site. There's a form that'll pop up and you can, you know, at no cost, pop on. And every 2 weeks, we're hosting a live session to bring entrepreneurs together to be able to share what their challenges are, just like what we do in our forums. That experience share experience is kind of what we're known for. And so offering that opportunity for other Atlanta entrepreneurs to come participate, consume content on that page that we have available. And as well, if they want, every 2 weeks, a live Zoom session. And we share a little bit about what EO is about, but then it's really pretty much all about having them share what their business is, what their industry is, what their top three challenges, and right there on that call, an opportunity to experience share, as I was talking about with Gestalt. What are the challenges that they're experiencing and how can we help through our experience kind of help them navigate through it? So it's kind of a two-part element that we're putting forward.
Now, those resources are available for non-members as well as your members, right?
Right. I mean, that's what we've, you know, chosen to do and collectively as an organization, and a lot of other EO chapters, you know, throughout the world are doing this, where they've created dedicated pages on their websites that don't require a login. So ours is eoatlanta.com/united. And on that page is we posted content articles. So when our strategic alliance partners have done webinars for us around PPP issues or around HR related issues, or financial planning, or like the one I talked about, LinkedIn, normally that's only just purely for our members. But at this time, we've chosen to make some of that available, as well. The recordings of it to the entrepreneurial community in Atlanta, you know, at large, so they get a chance to participate and hopefully help them in their process.
Now let's talk about membership. Can you walk me through what it takes to be a member? Like what is the criteria you need to be in business? And then let's talk specifically about what happens at one of those forum meetings.
Sure. Yeah. Membership with an EO. And as I said, it's being an entrepreneur. It's like being the person that started the business, or, you know, primarily shareholders. There's a couple of different elements that we look at in terms of, but it's ultimately you're the one in the seat kind of driving and making the decisions, you know, in the business. And we have two different, so there's businesses that are kind of doing a million or more in revenue. And that's kind of one category as an EO member. And then we have what we call our accelerator, program, which is for companies that are doing more than 250,000, but less than a million in revenue. And they're trying to get to that $1 million mark. So so as an EO member, you know, if you're doing a million or more in revenue, the goal is to get, you know, far beyond that. There's all of our programming we have as an organization. And then for our accelerator program, a lot of that same programming is available. So some things that are exclusive just for EO members, but instead of what we call forum, we have what they call accountability groups. And so we actually have one of our EO members will actually be what we call a mentor or coach, and accelerators meet in the same group, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8 to 9 members. And it's very intentional about accountability to one another. I mean, a lot of times as entrepreneurs, it's not that we lack drive or discipline. Sometimes it's just helping with focus and accountability to one another. So they meet monthly and kind of share what are their key initiatives that they're doing. And the goal is to get them over that $1 million mark inside of 3 years. And so we're very proud to have a very strong graduation rate, and actually, I think pretty close to 3 to 4 times what the typical rate is of someone to get to the $1 million mark of ones that go through, you know, through our organization. So those are the two categories, that we have in as far as membership goes.
And then at these meetings, whether they're the accountability meeting or the forum meeting, is it a similar structure in that people share, like you said, their experiences and people kind of bring up issues that they're having? Or is there a theme? Like what is the structure of one of these meetings?
Sure. So like in forum, it's typically, you know, a 4 to 5 hour meeting, and each one kind of shapes a little bit differently. But primarily the agenda is about, you know, you kind of kick off, and within EO, we have this thing called one word open, right? Which is an opportunity just to share one word of sort of index where your head is at that moment. And to preface it, part of the goal is it's about getting you out of your business. I mean, most entrepreneurs are in it all day, every day, fighting the good fight. And so it's a time to really come in for 4 hours, you know, everybody puts their phones away, you know, forums, you have a no technology rule, can't access phones. And it's about just purely being present in that 4 hour experience together. And it's made up. And so there's non-competing industries. Everybody's in a different industry that's in that forum. So, and by definition, it's about getting perspective. And that's been one of the biggest values is, you know, different perspective from different industries, different backgrounds. Because sometimes you miss the forest for the trees within your own business. So it's kicked off with that One Word Open. And everybody typically does a, what we call a general updates. And you kind of just share things that are going on in your personal, your family, and in your business. And business is obviously the primary category that most everyone is sharing. But that's, you know, as we know, as entrepreneurs, family and personal are very intertwined as an entrepreneur. So, so everyone gives a, you know, an update per person in each of those categories. And part of our objective there is to get what we call the 5%. It's not just sharing the general things that you would tell your friends or maybe your spouse sometimes. It's sharing that 5% of the things that are really you're struggling with. And, you know, and I've seen over the last 7 years, I've seen just an unbelievable number of different categories, both business. And as I said, it intertwines with the personal side as well. And, so you give an update and then everybody has an opportunity to do what we call capture. And so they hear that and then they kind of just reflect what they heard in that update. Not badgering you with questions, but it's really about, reflecting what I heard and what the trends maybe I've been hearing from your updates over the last several meetings. So it's a really unique process to share what's on your mind and get feedback from the group through what they how they've heard what you shared. And then typically we have you know, two different main presentation categories. So after that, there's two different hour slots usually that are what are called presentations. So either prior to that forum meeting or you know maybe during if there's something urgent that came up that, that was presented during the updates that's a pressing issue, we'll have a presentation in each of those 1 hour slots. And those are just very specifically structured on presenting the situation, what are the challenges that you're dealing with, what are the feelings associated with it, and then everyone to kind of go around and ask clarifying questions, and then also after that, give experience shares. You know, based on what I heard in your situation, whether it's a financial issue or a marketing issue or a hiring issue or a home life issue, and everybody gets a chance to share those experiences with one another. And there's a break and then we do another one of those. So it's an opportunity and sometimes we'll break it up. If nobody has a major pressing issue, sometimes we'll have an external speaker come in that'll talk on a subject that a lot of us want to be hearing on. Or sometimes we'll do lightning rounds, right? We'll have a key topic that everybody wants to share something on and we'll do a lightning round. And everybody just kind of goes around and shares on a smaller topic. And then we close out and kind of do our housekeeping and close the meeting. But it's a 4 hour, no technology, fully engaged and committed. And a lot of times there's an hour social after that, kind of go grab dinner or something together. But that's typically the framework. And then there's typically two retreats per year as well that a lot of forums do. So they meet every single month in addition to the 30 or so chapter meetings where the whole chapter comes together. And then typically each forum has a local retreat where they'll kind of drive away and then a retreat, you know, that they typically go a little bit further distance. Where it's an opportunity to do, you know, get together closer and bond. And a lot of times that's around visiting a business in another state or another country. Like in our forum, we've gone to Costa Rica, we've gone to Texas. So it's another part of the experience.
Now, you've been a serial entrepreneur over many years. How have you leveraged EO? Is this something you think you don't think you would have achieved your success without it? Or it's a nice to have? How would you kind of describe it for you personally?
Well, it is, I mean, I'm sure everybody will think from a biased standpoint, right? But it has absolutely been a hallmark of my life, both my business and my personal life. In my early 20s and early 30s, I wasn't a part of an organization. You know, I've been an entrepreneur my entire life since I got out of college. And I was kind of in a bit of a, didn't have a community around me. I had a business partners through the, you know, my 20s, but you know, the two of us were just banging ideas around and trying to solve challenges. And when I joined EO, actually right after joining EO, I had one of the big challenges and crises in my business I was dealing with and became just epically valuable. And so that's why, I mean, I've been on the board for 6 years. I was involved in helping to further build our accelerator program, which was already kind of in place when one of my board roles. And then I became a strategic alliance partner and so got involved in the board there. And now I'm incoming president, you know, for this coming year. Interesting time to take on presidency of an organization. But welcome in the challenge and the process, but it's been huge for me. And I've gotten a chance, I mean, EO, not only within our local chapter and with my forum, the organization, the opportunity to, to be in leadership and to lead leaders has been an amazing and challenging, but an amazing experience in some cases. And then I've taken advantage of the, you know, the international side as well. I mean, being in leadership, I've gotten a chance to travel. I mean, I was in Macau, China for our global leadership conference last year, where all the chapters come together globally to kind of set their plan and strategy for the year ahead. And I do a lot of speaking as well. So I've gotten a chance to actually, because of EO, speak and travel to, I think, 40-something chapters, which has been an amazing experience. And actually, the business I'm in now is actually because of EO partnerships. We've got a business with operations out of the Philippines as well. And it was because of EO I got that connection and that relationship. So it's been absolutely invaluable, both for my business and my personal and leadership growth, the speakers, the other people I've been around that constantly just push me to be the best version of myself. And then personally as well. You know, there's been a lot of topics, and again, navigating, and I've got a young family. I had a 4-year-old, a 9-month-old, and my wife, and, you know, being in the pressure cooker of entrepreneurship sometimes can be challenging. So, you know, they've been an amazing resource there and supporting on the personal side and family as well.
Well, so, Brad, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and it sounds like EO is being very generous in offering a lot of the resources that can be very helpful for businesses of all sizes just to the public for free. The website, once again, if somebody wanted to get a hold of those resources or even maybe kind of consider joining EO and benefiting from all of those relationships and resources.
Sure. Yeah. It's, and thanks again. Happy to share and proud to be a part of the organization. It's eoatlanta.com. And then if you go to /united is the page that we've got all the resources for anybody in the Atlanta entrepreneurial community that's looking for resources and tools. We're constantly updating it with new content. And as I said, if you go on there, you can have an opportunity to participate in one of our live, you know, biweekly sessions. And, you know, we're not trying to push anybody from a membership standpoint. We're truly making this sort of available. And I mean, if people want to explore that, we're happy to kind of share what it's about. But, you know, the content, even the live sessions, is just about sharing and bringing people together. You know, we feel it kind of our responsibility. You know, a lot of us have had a lot of support and growth from the Atlanta, the city here. And so it's an opportunity for us to really be focused and supportive. And particularly with all of the racial situation that's been going on, which we're all just appalled of kind of what's happening, you know, with some of the events that we've released. We've got an event coming up actually here at the end of the month, just to put it front and center and have a conversation. You know, this is something, you know, Atlanta stands clearly against from a racism standpoint, and just trying to bring that conversation awareness to all of our members and the community so that we can hopefully see an end to it.
Amen to that. Well, Brad, thank you again for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and EO Atlanta is definitely a resource that people should be knowing about and taking advantage of. And that's eoatlanta.com/united to get access to those resources. Brad, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I'm great being part of the organization and the chance to build upon leaders that have been before me. So Michelle Faulkner is actually our outgoing president. So she's done an amazing job building foundation and sparking things. So I'm excited to take what she's done and continue the momentum.
All right. Well, this is Lee Cantor. Thank you for listening to Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you all next time. And remember to support our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.